This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
An interesting text just came in. We were talking about radio earlier, right? Different people worked in radio, Howard Stern, Mancow, etc. So somebody texted in, and this is an interesting point to me. It says, I was listening to Mancow on the morning of 9/11, and I thought it was just a poorly thought out bit until I heard him choke up. Well, I hopped out of the shower, turned on the TV just in time to see the second tower get hit. So he thought Mancow was doing a bit, didn't realize it was a new thing. One of the things I remember about 9/11, because it was like all hands on deck, so they called us all into work, no problem. And what was crazy to me, all of the major news, whether it is cable or network, right, they're trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening. That's when Howard Stern basically showed them how to do broadcasts. Because at the heart of what we do is that if the S hits the fan, we're here to tell you. Yep. Hopefully, nothing horrible is going on, and we can entertain. So 9/11 happens, and you name the news outlet, right? It could be Fox, it could be CNN, it could be ABC, MSC, any one of them. It was the Howard Stern Show has confirmed. Like, this became
He was on it first.
But up until that point, you know, all those same news channels, all they did was, I mean, just rake him over the coals because he's this, he's that. And then when the S hit the fan, you realize he is significantly better at your job than you are. Right?
He did all the stupid stuff
and all that. But then when the S hit the fan, this guy coordinated all of his people to go out there and get information. He became the de facto place to get information. And what drove me nuts was I just remember watching all of these different talking heads and newscasters. And it's people you recognize, but they would begin their little spiel with, the Howard Stern Show has confirmed. And I'm thinking, this is where we're at now. Just yesterday, you guys were talking smack on this guy. Now today, you realize he actually knows how to do what you guys pretend to do. Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Here's
a weird one I found out after the fact. So I was on the air that morning as well, and I had a buddy that was going to come down and see me. My buddy, old high school or a college roommate, and he worked as a trader in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know anything about that world, you work for a firm for a couple years, and either you get promoted or get another firm wants you. So
right.
You bounce around early on as far as the jobs go. So I wasn't exactly sure where Chris, my buddy, worked. What I did know was that he was going to come down in a few days to Baltimore because Cal Ripken Jr., he was coming to the close. He was going to break his streak.
Those were right around each other, yeah.
Chris and I were going to go to what? Not the last game, not the game where he broke it, but like 2 days before. That was the idea. So, and then from there, he was going to go back to West Virginia, visit some friends, blah, 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 blah. Go to a Mountaineer football game. So I know he works up there. That morning, I keep trying to call him. And the phone rang about six times. So I got through six times. The phone rang. It went to voicemail.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, call me. Let me know what the hell's going on up there. We need to get you on the air now because you can give a live report from this. Right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I did not work. At the time, I did not know that he worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. All right. So he didn't make it. But a few years
ago. Was he in Tower 1 or 2?
You know what?
Because I feel like Cantor Fitzgerald is the one name I heard the most.
They were way high up. So, yeah. Like, they were above, I think, the plane.
Damn.
So their office was above the plane. But anyway, and again, not sure which one of those it was. But so I also knew his fiance very well and the family. I knew his brother, met his dad a couple times. Roommate wise, you're dropping crap off. Hi, sure, my mom and dad. You know what I mean? We're going to drive back to New Jersey, blah, 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 blah. But a few years later, when I saw Kelly again, she said, you know, we were able to get Chris's phone records. And you were the only person who got through. And you were the only person, because they got him from like Verizon or AT&T.
Yeah.
You were the only person who was able to leave a voice message. She's like, I tried to call him all morning and I could not get through. For some reason, your phone call from Baltimore went through.
Really?
And so she's like, the last thing, the last recording, the only voicemail that he had that he did not delete was the three messages that you left him.
Damn.
On that phone. And I was like, that's crazy that phone
right.
line from Baltimore, it was a studio line, somehow got through on his phone through all that crap. So that was, to me, that was wild. I was like,
kind of haunting too, man.
It was just strange. Like, that was the phone that actually worked. So I was like, wow, that's some crazy crap.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Rafe. Random, welcome to random, the men's random, room.
What's up, bitches?
Hola.
All right, what do we got for you? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a garage?
No.
You do not have a garage. I'll ask you a different question then. I knew that was going to be tough because a lot of people don't have garages.
I have a garage. There's no cars in it.
Yeah.
But there's a garage.
Okay.
That's a shop.
What would you say is your strangest sleeping experience? The weirdest thing that either woke you up, where you were sleeping, what you woke up to. What was just one of the weird things you remember about a sleep experience?
Okay, all right. How about sleeping in the airport in Milan, Italy, and I woke up to a homeless man with no pants on staring at me?
Oh,
wait,
damn.
You were still in the airport when this guy had no pants on?
Yeah, and it was just me and him. It was very strange.
Did he have pants with him? I mean, in other words, was he just pantsless, or had he taken them off, or what's the situation?
It seemed to be No Pants Wednesday. I don't know what was going on.
And this is at an airport?
Yeah, very empty. If you've been to the airport, it's kind of small, kind of funky. So it was intimate, to put it lightly.
where were you flying to?
Flying back home to Tacoma.
Okay. And so did you say anything to this guy? Could he communicate with you?
Well, I don't speak Italian. He didn't speak English, but I think we said enough just with our gaze.
Yeah, it's probably understood.
Hmm.
And what do you think he was trying to tell you? Like, hey, want some?
Yeah, what was his look saying?
Oh, it might have been something helpful, like, hey, buddy, your flight's in 10 minutes. They're boring. I don't know.
Right. But he had no pants on.
Excuse me, are you Rafe? They're calling your name at gate 7.
No underwear.
Yeah, absolute buck.
God. And there was nobody there to say, hey, guy, what are you doing?
Nope, just me, but I didn't say it.
I mean, other than that, did he seem weird?
He seemed strange, weirdly relaxed about the whole scenario.
Then that's weird. Yeah. I mean,
were you worried that something maybe happened when you were sleeping and you didn't know it?
I did. I did a quick orifice check. It was all good.
Did you check your breath?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I had a slight, it was a little funky, but I think that was just me not brushing my teeth.
Munja.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Not the answer I expected.
No, me neither. Jeez, whiz.
I want to say the weirdest one for me was in New Orleans, man. And I've told this before, but I'd get up, or I'm working at Commander's Palace restaurant. That's like the place to work. I don't recommend it to anyone, but that's where I worked. I worked the lunch shift, but you got to be there. I think you had to be there at 6 a.m., whatever. But I'm getting up early, and I hear something in my apartment, which is weird. It was a one-bedroom place, and I feel like I hear something in the living room, but it's not particularly loud, right? So I'm sleeping naked at the time. And I walk into my living room, and I just see like 5 or 6 flashlights and silhouettes of people, but no lights are on or anything. So I'm just like, hey! And all these flashlights whip around instantly. They're all focused on me, and I realize it's cops. And the guy's, because I have my hands over my junk, right? And the guy says, hey, show us your hands. And I'm like, no. I said, dude, I'm naked. You can see. I'm naked. You got the flashlight. Like, I'm not doing that. And then I start talking to me like, why are you here? I'm like, I freaking live here. I was like, dude, I just woke up. I hear people in my living room. Here you are. And as I'm talking to them, they have the door to my apartment open. And I see the one cop or detective in the back keeps looking down the stairwell outside of the door. And it turns out the guy that lives across the hall is now walking up the stairs. Now, the guy who's walking up the stairs is completely hammered out of his mind. And he was a dead ringer for Kid Rock. That is exactly what they did not dress the same. But I mean, physically, his appearance was exactly like Kid Rock. And so he's stumbling up the stairs, ricocheting off of the walls. And all the cops are now telling him to stop, stop. F you, man, F you. And when I hear his voice, I realize who it is. I'm like, guys, do not shoot this guy because they don't know who he is. They just think he's going to attack the cops in spite of the condition he's in. Now, keep in mind, I'm naked during this time. So now I got six cops, my naked ass. I'm standing in the hallway now, and I'm like, do not shoot this guy. He lives across the hall. Well, as Kid Rock gets to the top of the stairs, like flipping off the cops, and again, he's hammered. He kind of just walks by the cops, walks into my place. I understand his door is directly across from mine, but he walks into my place, collapses on my sofa. Well, the cops are still there, and passes the F out. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me, man. All I want to do is go. I don't even want to go to work, but it's what I need to do, right? So the cops are there. I'm still standing there naked. Well, now my hands are on my hips because I'm just pissed because this guy's snoring on my couch. The cops are still in my place. Like, why are you here? So the short version is we lived above a bar, which if you live in New Orleans is not out of the question. The silent alarm at the bar had been triggered. They went there first, but there was no signs of entry. Must be an inside job, blah, blah, blah. Well, Kid Rock, who's now passed out on my couch sawing logs, he was the closing bartender at the bar. So my assumption is either he misset the alarm, forgot his, it's an innocent thing, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is pissed drunk. He's the guy that runs the bar. He lives upstairs. So I'm explaining this to the cops. And they said, well, we still need to go down and check the place. And I'm like, I can't be a help to you. I don't work at the bar. I do not have a key. The guy that has the key is sleeping on my goddamn sofa. I don't know what to do. Well, eventually the cops leave. All right. They figure, all right, well, we'll figure it out on our own. You go do what you got to do. So now my naked ass is standing there like, this is how I wake up today. Kid Rock, I'm trying to wake him up. There's no chance of that happening. Finally, I just get dressed. I go to work. Right? There's nothing I can do. I get home. Kid Rock is no longer in my apartment. But when I see him that night at the bar, I just have this look on my face. And he's like, dude, did we party last night? I'm like, no, we did not party last night. Why'd I wake up on your sofa? I'm like, do you honestly not remember anything? And you kind of see that concerned look on his face. He's like, what did I do, man? I was like, I don't know what you did most of the night. I prevented you from being shot in the chest when you were coming up the stairs yelling at the cops. Why was I yelling at the cops? I said, because the cops were there, you were hammered, and you decided to yell at them. I said, they asked you to stay where you were. He goes, for real? I said, bro, they had their guns drawn and flashlights on you. You kept walking up the stairs like you were going to take them on or something. I knew that wasn't the case, so I had to convince them not to kill your ass. And I'm like, and then instead of going into your effing place, you walked into mine and passed out on my sofa. He's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I said, no, look, it's not a huge deal. I just prefer not to wake up. Bro, at that time in my 20s, trust me, it's not a huge deal. My issue is, I'm like, I had to deal with these guys for like 20 minutes, mostly because of you. I had to talk them down from killing you. And I was naked the whole time. I was like, why were you naked? I'm like, because I just got out of bed. I'm like, this was not a plan. Bro, I got out of bed. There's cops in my place. I got flashlights on me. Then your dumbass is coming home, stumbling up the stairs. I had to tell them not to shoot you. Then you pass out my place. I'm trying to wake you up. Were you naked when you're trying to wake me up? Yes, I was naked when I was trying to wake you up. I'm so sorry to have imposition you here, man. But he's like, yeah, dude, I woke up. I had no idea. Why is that your place? Just figured we party. And I'm like, nothing like that, bro. I'm like, whatever you did, you did on your own. But yeah, you almost got killed by the cops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.